Father, today I'm asking that as people listen to this message, that they will hear your voice. And even myself, Father, that as I listen to this message, I'm not just hearing the sound of my own voice. I want to hear yours. So please speak to us today. Shem Yeshua. The message title is, You Can, You Should, and You Must Hear the Voice of Adonai. I'll repeat that for the people that have to try to fit that onto the message CD. You can, you should, and you must hear the voice of Adonai. Today's Haftarah reading comes from Isaiah 54, verses 11 to the end of the chapter, plus 55, verse 5, to the 55, 1 through 5. It is part of the promise to Israel that after all of their affliction, Hashem promises to give a blessing. It must have been hard to read this Haftarah prior to 1948. Because up until May of 1948, about 2.5 years before I was born, 2014, 2.5 years. Okay. Isaiah said, O you afflicted one, tossed with tempest and not comforted, behold, I will lay your stones with colorful gems and lay your foundations with sapphires. For nearly 1900 years, one might have felt justified to think that Isaiah was a false prophet. Isaiah prophesied during the time period preceding the Babylonian captivity, before Judah fell to Babylon. He predicted the destruction, the judgment, the anger of Hashem against the nation of Judah for her unfaithfulness. He also gave assurances that the destruction would not be forever. So the establishment of the state of Israel after nearly 2 millennia of waiting provides evidence that maybe, just maybe, Isaiah can be trusted. Because even now, when you look at Isaiah, you might wonder. He said, In righteousness you shall be established, and you shall be far from oppression, for you shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near you. The terrorists want us to believe that Isaiah is a false prophet. The terrorists are making plans to destroy Israel. The terrorists have renamed the organization from the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria to the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant. How many people have heard that they changed the name from ISIS to ISIL? How many people have heard that? You've heard that? What in the world is the Levant? Some French word or something, I suppose. It's the region between Egypt and what is now mostly the area of Turkey, northern Turkey. It includes Cyprus, Israel, Jordan, Lebanon, Syria, Palestine, and some of southern Turkey. That's the Levant, the Islamic State of Iraq and Israel and Cyprus. Right. Needless to say, I don't call them ISIL. So, with one name change, ISIS has become ISIL, annexing Israel and Cyprus and a lot of other territory that some people may have something else to say about, like Jordan. I'm not sure Jordan is ready to surrender to this new caliphate either. So what does Isaiah say? Behold, I have created the blacksmith who blows coals in the fire, who brings forth an instrument for his work, and I have created the spoiler to destroy. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of Adonai, and their righteousness is from me, says Adonai. If you were a leader in Israel, if you were on the Israeli cabinet right now, what would you say? Do you fight because the battle belongs to the Lord? Or do you lay down your weapons and stand and see the salvation of the Lord? Both are good words in Scripture, right? Didn't Moses stand at the edge of the Red Sea and hear that voice say, "Stand and see the salvation of the Lord"? And aren't there also times to fight? Here, let me illustrate. David was in the forest of Heret in 1 Samuel 23, being pursued by Saul. He received word that the Philistines were attacking Keilah and robbing their threshing floors. We read that David inquired of Hashem whether to attack the Philistines. And Hashem said, "Go and attack the Philistines and save Keilah." But David's men were afraid. They questioned him. David inquired of the Lord again. Hashem once more said, "Arise, go down to Keilah, for I will deliver the Philistines into your hand." And he succeeded. And then King Saul heard that King David had gone to Keilah, and he decided to go there and besiege Keilah and make them give up David and his men so he could kill them. David heard that Saul was coming. He went to Abiathar, the priest who had brought with him an ephod. And he prayed and he asked Hashem about Saul's intentions to destroy Keilah for the sake of him and his men. And he asked whether the people of Keilah would give David up to Saul. Hashem spoke to David saying, "Saul will come down. The men of Keilah will deliver you to Saul." So you see, David sought and heard the voice of Hashem. And the leaders of Israel need that voice today. Shall we call up the reserves? Should we cross the border into Gaza again? Should we purchase more rockets? Will the country that we purchase them from give them to us? Should we reinforce our borders? I believe that many of Israel's leaders, though they are secular, believe in God. And they want to know His will. Should we listen to what Hamas is saying? This morning I saw that Hamas was complaining. This is, by the way, already today, probably over 150, maybe 200 rockets already fired today. So Hamas is complaining. They don't have fancy weapon systems like Israel does. They really only want to hit military targets. But they don't have fancy weapon systems, so they could hit anywhere. If they had fancy weapon systems, they could guarantee that they would only hit military targets, but they just have to make do with what they have. Oy. Or should we listen to what Isaiah is saying? "Incline your ear, come to me, hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, the sure mercies of David." The sure mercy, that's in our Haftarah portion today. The sure mercies of David. David inquired of Hashem, and Hashem directed David's actions. Even when the Amalekites destroyed their home city of Ziklag, they took all the goods, the women, and the children, everything, and burned the city. And he and his men wept so hard they couldn't weep anymore. They were weak. The men wanted to stone David. David inquired of God once again, "Should I pursue this troop? If so, will I overtake them?" And Hashem answered, "Pursue, for you shall surely overtake them and without fail recover all." The sure mercies of David. Isaiah promised that we could inquire of Hashem and we would receive mercy. What about you? Most of you are not military commanders. Some of you are. Wondering what the enemy will do. Maybe, like David, wondering what your friends will do. You might have some authority in your office or your business. You might need to know how a particular decision will go or whether the resources will be there for you? What kinds of battles are you fighting? Are you battling against powers and principalities that sneak up on you and overtake you when you're not vigilant? Are you trying to save your marriage? Are you trying to save your children? Are you trying to save for retirement? Are you trying to prepare for the next bubble burst in the economy? I heard Rabbi Michael say recently that the one thing that we have that makes the new covenant different from the old is hearing the voice of God. Joel said, I would pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. Moses also looked forward to that day. 70 elders went up on the mountain with Hashem. They saw the God of Israel. They ate and they drank. And Hashem took the spirit that was upon Moses and placed it upon the 70 elders. And when the spirit rested on them, they prophesied. Although they never did so again. Even two men who had remained in the camp prophesied. The people heard them. They told Moses, and he said, Moses, forbid them. What did Moses say? Oh, that all Adonai's people were prophets, and that Adonai would put his spirit upon them. Some people think that the true sign of the Holy Spirit is the gift of tongues. But in nearly every case in Acts where you see the gift of tongues, the interpretation is given, including at Shavuot in Acts 2. That's prophecy. Paul said, pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. A few verses later, he said, I wish you all spoke with tongues, but even more that you prophesied. For he who prophesies is greater than he who speaks with tongues, unless he indeed interprets, that the Kehillah may receive edification. And in that same chapter, he said, for you can all prophesy one by one, that all may learn and all may be encouraged. Page 4. Who does that remind you of, right? Paul Harvey, right? Page 4. Of course, he also gives instruction on how to do this in an orderly way. And the elders of Ohev have an orderly process. But what's my point? Yeshua said, my sheep hear my voice. He was referring to the difference between a hireling and a shepherd. A hireling flees when trouble comes because he does not care about the sheep. Even though a shepherd might get paid, the big difference is that the true shepherd cares about the sheep and doesn't run away when trouble comes. Now we know that Yeshua is the true shepherd of Israel. And we know that he didn't flee when trouble came. Even though evil men schemed to put Yeshua to death, and they broke their own law and hired false witnesses and brought false accusations in order to destroy him, they were hirelings. But Yeshua, even though he died and rose again, he did not abandon his sheep. Where does it say that his only sheep are the true disciples of Yeshua? He said, I came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Yeshua has not abandoned Israel, even if some have abandoned him. Some have abandoned him, but he has not abandoned them. Israel has been chastised, having been in the wilderness of the nations these two millennia. He has gathered them, and he has returned them to the land, and he is still watching over them and protecting them. Those of us who do know him and who have special access to the throne of grace, we come boldly before the throne of grace. May we use this access to intercede for our brothers and sisters who do not know the sure word of prophecy. There are those who tremble and quake at the voice of the terrorist, but Hashem created the spoiler to destroy. And those who continue to terrorize and who scream threats at Israel will be destroyed. He said, "My sheep, hear my voice." You can hear the voice of Hashem. You should hear the voice of Hashem. You should listen to his voice and do what he says, for he is able to deliver you from every threat. And even if he doesn't, in the words of Hananiah, Azariah, and Mishael. How many people know who Hananiah, Azariah, and Mishael are? For those of you who don't, it's my shack, your shack, and a bungalow. Meshach, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, sorry. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael said, "Our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up." Some people will be killed. Some people will have rockets fall on them. Some will die in terrorist acts. But we are those who believe in the resurrection. It's a basic tenet of Judaism, belief in the resurrection of the dead. Mechalchel chayim bechesed. Baruch atah Adonai mechaye hametim. Blessed are you, Adonai, who raises the dead. We pray it with every Amidah. If the same Spirit that raised Yeshua from the dead dwells in you, he will quicken your mortal body by the same Spirit that raised Messiah from the dead. Dwelling in you is the Spirit that was poured out, given by the grace you have received in trusting that Yeshua died to atone for all sin, was raised from the dead, and dwells in heaven until the times of restoration of all things. Are you trusting? You have the more sure word of prophecy, that which all the prophets of old looked for and did not see, except that they say it, they saw it from afar. They saw it from afar, but meaning they looked into the future and saw that time. But the word of prophecy is near you and dwells in you. The testimony of Yeshua is the spirit of prophecy. Meaning that when you are bringing the testimony of Yeshua, not just by your words, but by your actions, you are walking in the same spirit that raised Yeshua from the dead. You must prophesy. You will need to hear the voice of Hashem, and more so as the day of Adonai approaches. This is the message for today. It was confirmed in the words that were given during the service. There's also a follow-up message. Somewhere down the road, a practical instruction. How do you know whether the voice you are hearing is from Hashem? Could it be my own thoughts? Could it be the devil? How can I learn to tell the difference? Also, if I hear something and I think it might be the Lord, what do I do next? This is part of the orderliness that the elders provide instruction about. So speak to an elder. Watch for more to come. Listen for the voice of Yeshua and be ready to serve. Amen? Amen. Amen. Thank you. Elders, come forward, please.